Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These Urban Times. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Okay, there you are. I couldn't hear him there for a minute. There you go. We got him. Doing fine. Doing fine. We asked the question, if there were an artist that you'd like to see who is no longer with us, who would that person be? Male or female? Young or old?
Whew.
And by the way, let me just say yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Michael.
If that I think was... Michael might be a little too easy.
Okay.
Of course, I would love to see the King of Pop if I had an opportunity. I honestly, just with you throwing the question at me, I might have to say Whitney Houston.
Oh, good one. All right, yeah, I'm
listen
sure
to her
that.
Music a lot. I really love Whitney as an artist and as an actress. So I think it would have to be Whitney Houston live in concert. I would love to see.
There you go. You ain't taking a wife on that one. You can take me with you. If you're not taking a wife, I'll go with you on that one. I'd like to see Whitney too.
Oh my! Okay.
You don't hear, that's something you don't hear that often, right? Is dudes talking about, hey man, you want to go to a concert together?
And I'm gonna make a promo out of that one.
No, please don't. And by the way, we're having a little bit of fun last segment. If you're listening and Sam, go on vacation, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be listening to us having fun with you talking about how sexy you are. He's hitting us back. Too sexy. Hey, Terrell, listen, let's put a bow on this season. I don't know what your thoughts are as we head into this offseason on what Golden State and Boston are going to look like heading into next season. But your thoughts on the two teams that played in the finals and what you think should or shouldn't happen with them moving forward?
Well, I think for the Golden State Warriors, their future is pretty bright. And I know it's early, so I don't want to jump on predictions for next season. But I have to believe that they'll be one of the front runners to repeat, to win the championship again. When we see, I don't think they really need to make much movement. We know Kevon Looney will be a free agent, so they'll need to possibly replace their big man. But they have so many people on their roster. We didn't see a lot of Kuminga. We didn't see a lot of Moody. We didn't really see any of Wiseman. They still have players on their roster, whereas though they'll almost look like a completely new team outside of their core next year. As far as Boston is concerned, I'll be interested to see what happens with Al Horford. I hope they're able to re-sign him because I think that he's in the twilight of his career. I think he's found a team where he can still have an impactful role there. But I'm curious to see if they'll look at possibly bringing in a point guard. I think that's somewhere they should move forward and look to. Marcus Smart plays the point guard position, but he's not much of a point guard. He's more of a defensive-minded two guard. He can score, but he's not really that floor general you want. So I would look for the Celtics to maybe try to continue to revamp their roster, although they made some great moves before the trade deadline this year. Try to bring back Al Horford and maybe look for a point guard in free agency.
So, Terrell, the draft came up this week, came and gone. Were you surprised by the order of the first three guys? It was a big speculation that Jabari Smith would go number one, but were you surprised by how they went and the teams they went to?
No, I actually wasn't surprised. Throughout the entire collegiate season, as Duke and the college season was going on, I pretty much had Parenchenko as number one in my eyes. I had him as number one in my eyes. Just because, and I've heard people in the past, you know, people have their opinions on Duke basketball players when they make it into the NBA. But when you come from such a prestigious program, learning under Coach K, I think that says a lot about you. I also didn't know about his background as far as his mom being in the WNBA. So he's been around that professional basketball life pretty much his whole entire life. I was surprised about OKC taking Holmgren number two slightly. I was surprised to see Jabari drop from not going one or two. He wasn't one in my mind. Nothing against the guy's play, his style of play, because he also is a gentleman. His father played in the NBA, so he grew up around it as well. But it just I didn't see him as the number one. I think he'll have a phenomenal role in Houston. So I wasn't really surprised in the order, but I probably would have had I probably would have went with Smith number two and then took Holmgren three. I don't know if I would have if I was OKC if I would have passed up on Smith. So we'll see how that plays out. But I wasn't surprised with the order at all.
Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, we talked in the beginning of the season, well, early on in the season, about the play of Trey and obviously what they had done at the end of last year, ascending to where they did in the playoffs. This year, completely different. But one of the things that we continued to talk about was the recognition of Trey being a superstar in this league and, by extension, this being a landing spot, an attractive landing spot, for free agents. As we sit here now on June 26th, knowing the craziness that's going on in Brooklyn, knowing the movement that could possibly happen out west with different teams, you're talking about a point guard that Boston is possibly going to go after hard. Where do you see this Hawks team being successful in landing a big name? Because you got to have a couple big names to make it to the mountaintop here in the NBA. We know that.
Yes, indeed. And I think, I don't want to say sadly for our Hawks, but I think the only way for our Hawks to be able to really bring in a big name or truly make a big revamp to the roster is going to be via trade. There will be some names on the free agent market, but I don't think it'll be there won't be any names that will any all-star names, any key figures who, you know, will really be a great running mate for Trae Young. We want a star here. Our fans here, they want a star. You know, that's pretty obvious. So we've heard, of course, when Ben Simmons was on the, we heard about that when that was there. We heard Dame Lillard. It seems like any attractive free agent, once their name is, you know, pretty much on the trading block, we hear Hawks fans saying that they would love to see that done. I don't think the Hawks will be able to make a splash and free agency for that big name. But I do think, you know, Tony's made it, let it be known. I do think they're going to be extremely aggressive and looking to find a trade partner. I don't know if that'll be DeJounte Murray out of San Antonio. I don't know, you know, if they'll end up sending John Collins to Detroit or to Boston. I've heard different things about, you know, so many teams are interested in John, but it's just about what the Hawks would be able to get back for him if they do finally decide to let him go. But I think it's got to be a trade. It's got to be a big trade, a splash, and I think it's got to be a guard. We've heard about him possibly a big man coming over, but I think it's got to be a guard. Murray, Dame Lillard, if we can find a way, Bradley Beal, I know Donovan Mitchell, something to that extent to really help Trae Young ascend to that next level.
I want to ask both of you guys this question, because the person that you're describing is in the league, and his team couldn't get rid of this dude fast enough if they had the opportunity. And were that the case, do you subscribe to the theory that there's superstars and then there's the wrong kind of superstars? And I bring this up because if they could, we all know the Lakers would get rid of Russell Westbrook as quickly as they possibly could, which is a big name, which is a guard, which is exactly the type of person that you mentioned that the Hawks could use. But is that, were the clouds to open up and that became available, is that the kind of superstar that you would want on this particular Hawks team? Either one of you guys answer that.
Unfortunately for me, I wouldn't. I don't want to speak for Eric. I wouldn't, unfortunately. Just at this time in Westbrook's career, don't get me wrong, Westbrook fans out there, he's certainly a Hall of Famer, certainly a great basketball player, but he wouldn't fit well. He's a ball-dominant guard. He doesn't shoot the ball well, and those are two things Trae Young needs. Trae Young needs to have the ball in his hands. If we do get a secondary guard, we need a guard that can score, that can shoot the ball, that can create space. So I wouldn't want Westbrook. Interested to hear what Eric has to say about that.
No, I agree with you 100%. He's not the right fit. Westbrook is not a great fit on probably 25 of the 30 NBA
teams. I was going to say, how many teams would he be fit on?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, they're in a bad situation out there because he's got a big number attached to him salary-wise. So he's probably going to be on that roster going forward.
So then let me ask you guys a question to answer this then, too. On the nights when he puts his head to the pillow and he's by himself, does he cuss Kevin Durant? Because given what everybody has been saying, and you two just kind of alluded to it without actually saying it, his best chance at a ring was going back to when they were at Oklahoma City. That was it. Those two playing together, I won't say when James Harden was there, but since they have split, you know, KD did land in Golden State, but what has Westbrook done without that? I think that was his window. That was his best opportunity, unless he lands someplace unforeseen. He's got to be going,
man, we had, you know, especially Golden State, we had these teams up 3-1. We could have been together for the longest time. Do you think he's upset at that marriage breaking up, if you will?
Well, Terrell, if I may, when Westbrook lays his head on his pillow, they're on $1,000 sheets
again,
$8,000 bed. So he ain't cussing nobody. No, he's not.
Again, the money aside, because there's people who want the money. All right, then you saying the ring isn't that important to him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Is the ring
Terrell,
that
do you agree?
I don't. At this point, I don't think the ring is important, but I would agree to the point that I do think that when they look back at it years from now, 10, 15 years from now, they're going to have that sick feeling in their stomach that Penny Hardaway and Shaq had. Like, what could have been if we could have just got out of our own egos and whatnot? Because I do believe that, I do totally agree, Russell Westbrook's best chance to win the NBA Finals is with Kevin Durant, because his game fit everything that Russ couldn't do, Durant could do. You know, their game, that matchup fit very well. And I think that as time moves on, Westbrook, because he doesn't have a championship, will realize it more than Durant.
Well, he's still got a couple years left. You never know what he'll end up with. Last question for me. Let's come back to the Hawks. Were you happy with the pick of A.J. Griffin? Do you think that his game can be complementary to Trae Young's game? Because he could be that shooter, that pure shooter that the Hawks really need, that could really do something special with this offense.
I think my answer will be kind of to be continued. And I don't want to cheat and say that I was happy with the pick. But I want to see how the Hawks use him. And, you know, no disrespect to Coach Nate, but he's not known for playing rookies. You know, he's not known for playing the young guys. And we saw that last year when we had two potentially great players in Jalen Johnson and Sharif Cooper. We've heard phenomenal things about them in G League play and in their collegiate careers. And a lot of scouts and quote-unquote experts do believe that Johnson maybe could even be an all-star in this league. We didn't see them get a lot of minutes yet. AJ is a phenomenal shooter. Griffin is a phenomenal shooter, but he got to get on the floor. He could provide some of that space. And as you mentioned, yes, the Hawks need a shooter badly. And if, you know, he can get some minutes and he can get that ball in the net, he's going to be a impact player immediately. So I was pleased with the pick. I kind of, you know, was hoping that maybe they traded for some veteran experience. But if we can actually get these young guys on the floor and see what this team looks like, then I may be looking in January and saying, yeah, I'm very pleased with the direction and with, you know, the Hawks are moving. So to be continued. But I was glad that the young man has a chance and the possibility of what he can bring to the team.
You almost wish that Trae was part of the front court as part of the back court. Because when you look at these teams that they got to jump over in the East right now, you got to have a strong presence in that middle. You got to have a top front court. And while you do, your priority is to get him a running mate, meaning Trae, how do you get past Milwaukee? How do you get past Philly? How do you get past these teams with big men down low? And the Hawks have them, but are you comfortable in saying that just one sort of, you know, a really nice shooter to accent what Trae is doing, we have the front court in place? Are you comfortable saying that,
well,
given what we see in the East and getting past them?
I am. But I would expect a whole lot more from Big O. I think the best is yet to come from him. I know I've said, you know, over and over on the segment that I believe in the future he'll be an all-star with the Atlanta Hawks. I think that we still have some, you know, Clint still has some miles on his tire. And of course, him and Trae Young have a phenomenal relationship. So I agree with you. The front court in the East couldn't be a problem when you look at the Durants, the Giannises, the Bams, and things of that nature. But I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. DeAndre Hunter is a gentleman that's proven to us he can guard multiple positions, and if called upon, he can guard bigs. And again, Big O, I think the best is yet to come. So I do think we need a guard, we need a secondary scorer, and then I think, you know, we can go from there. I think that they'll find a way. You can always find a way. Golden State didn't have a true big. Looney got minutes again and everything, and they were able to win a championship. So I can see where bigs are impactful and, you know, where we would need one in the East, but I don't think we'll need one to eclipse some of these teams if we can just fill in the gaps in other ways.
Hey, Terrell, we're not done with you, man, but we're going to let you go for a little bit there. You enjoy a few weeks with your family. Got the holiday weekend coming up next week, but we're going to be talking basketball with you here sometime soon. But we can't thank you enough for what you provided during this last basketball season. Thank you. Thank you, family, for putting up with us making you wake up and make noise around the house early in the morning because you do get up and all that stuff. So we just want to – I want to thank you for everything you provided for the show all NBA season long.
Oh, gentlemen, it's truly an honor to talk sports with you gentlemen. Two gentlemen I have the utmost of three, Eric, including yourself, that I have the utmost respect for. So thank you, and I hope you gentlemen have a great week.
Yeah, man, we'll be in touch with you, Terrell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,